On January 21st, tens of thousands of people gathered in Atlanta to participate in the Women's March. One of those people was Dr. Nasenga Burton, who is the digital editor-in-chief of Grady News Source at the University of Georgia. This wasn't her first time marching for what she believes in. In high school, she led a march to protest what she and her fellow classmates saw as an unfair decision by the school board to shut down her school. And in 1997, she helped organize the Million Woman March. For Nasenga, women's marches are both an important and useful tool.
Women's marches are a way of building community, really giving a visual manifestation or representation of the number of people who are interested in a particular topic, the number of people who want to create some type of social change or pursue social justice, and to let the world know exactly what our thoughts are, you know, unfiltered.
Although progress has been made in the push for equal rights for women, Nasenga believes there is still important work to be done.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, the United States claims to be a leader in women's rights, but we know that to be not true. We haven't had a woman president. you know, other countries that are identified as being underdeveloped have had women presidents. We have not had one, and we're supposed to be the cradle of democracy. When we take steps forward in the area of reproductive justice, reproductive rights, equal pay, if you're talking about the Lilly Ledbetter Act or what have you, there's always a force or a group that is invested in setting us back. The need for the marches is important because without them, we forget, I think, of the progress that we've made and what it really takes to sustain change. Change, you know, change is slow, but it's sure. It's always mm-hmm. happening. But in order to sustain change, you can't let go. Like, you can't not vote. You can't not be engaged in those same activities. You can't let your membership lapse in these organizations. You can't not be part of the protest or part of your community and involved in these and ensuring the rights of yourself and others. And so that's what the purpose of these marches are. And that's what they remind us of, you know, that we still have work to do. Even when you don't think you have work to do, you still have work to do because there's always someone waiting in the wings to roll back any advances that you've made.
Besides marching, Nasenga points out other ways a person can fight for progress.
Like letter writing, calling up my congressperson who's like, oh my God, stop calling me. And then through, you know, what we would call non-traditional but are becoming traditional channels like social media or what have you.
But she says we should not stop marching.
People have a habit of dismissing marches as old school mm-hmm. and as things that don't create change. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can dismiss community and the opportunity to bring people together, large numbers of people together, to engage about issues that are important to our communities. And so marches serve a very functional purpose, you know, even if it's just to get people together and to build awareness and to announce to the world that you have something to say. That's not something that should be dismissed. It does matter.
To hear this and other stories, you can visit our website, radioathenia.uga.edu. Special thanks to Athenia field reporter Shannon Hoshield, who recorded and produced many of the elements of this story. For Athenia, I'm Jenny Alpaugh.